Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came into this world. He lived a sinless life. He died on a Roman cross and was buried. On the third day, just as he said, he was raised to life by the power of God. After appearing to numerous witnesses, he ascended back into heaven, where he sits at God's right hand in glory. He is going to return to this earth again to judge the world in righteousness. These facts are taken right out of the teachings of the Bible. These are the basics and fundamentals of the gospel message. There are two primary reasons for these facts. First, man is a sinner. He's lost, condemned to spiritual and physical death as a separation from God. And mankind is powerless to change that condition. Second, God loves sinners. And out of his great love, he has given grace, peace, and freedom from sins. These are biblical facts. We can debate them, question them, reject them, or believe in them. All who hear the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ have the opportunity to decide for themselves what to do with Jesus Christ and the testimony of the Bible concerning his identity as the Son of God, the Savior of the world.
We stand here together as a family. We join hands together, lifting praises to the Father above for sending his Son. We've chosen together as a family to nothing else will matter in time. We made up our minds. Through the heat of the day, we will join in the fight. Till he takes us away, till our faith becomes sight. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Stand in your way, give the praise he deserves. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will serve him, we will serve him, we will serve him, for he is worthy.
The Bible declares, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." Read and study. Put into thought and meditation. This living, powerful word changes lives from inside out. It changes the values that we hold, the principles by which we live. God's inspired word condemns immoral behavior and demands believers to live by a God-ordained moral code. The Bible also says that all Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. So it is empowers people to become godly in thought, in speech, and in deed. It is a tool for developing the skills and the desire to live as God has ordained man to live. And in this God-breathed scripture, there is the story of man's failure and God's rescue. Man is a sinner. We could not come close to sharing all of the references in the Bible that declare every accountable person a sinner. Here are a few. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. Sin entered the world through one man and death through sin, and in this way death came to all men because all sinned, Romans 3:9. And in 1 Kings 8:46, it simply says, there is no one who does not sin. There are a number of ways to define man's condition as a sinner. The illustration of being lost is used often in the Bible to describe it. The parables found in Luke chapter 15 about the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost boys are classic examples of how sinners are considered lost and in need of being found. It is often referred to as being dead, or spiritual death is being separated from our God. And in Ephesians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul writing says this, as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins. He was describing their behavior before they became Christians. Sin will be punished, the scripture says. The soul that sins, it will die. But physical death is not the ultimate meaning in understanding of the punishment for sin. Death separates the body and the soul. Spiritual death separates the soul from God. And whether we are alive in this world or have passed beyond this physical life, we can be found separated from God. And beyond this life is an eternity. Remember the description of the rich man in the Lord's tale of the rich man and Lazarus? The rich man died and found himself in torment. He lifted up his eyes and saw paradise, but between him and the comforts of the Lord was a chasm that no one was able to cross. So Jesus came because we have all failed. Man was in need of being rescued from his hopeless condition, and because of God's amazing love, he sent Jesus to save us. Jesus came into this world to save sinners, Paul declares, and Jesus himself is quoted as saying, I came not to call the righteous, but to call sinners to repentance. He came as the great physician of the heart and soul of mankind, and it is the sin-sick soul that Jesus seeks to heal. Isn't it breathtaking to hear these powerful words? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, height or depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Oh, these are beautiful words. Knowing these facts do not constitute a rescue from God. The fact is, there must be a faith or a trust in these facts, and that faith must be acted upon. Jesus sent out his apostles with the gospel message, and he told them, go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. Mark 16:15-16. Or as it is stated by Matthew's gospel account, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." The Bible records these apostles carrying out the Lord's will. The Acts tell in the second chapter of there in Jerusalem how that these apostles were baptized by the Holy Spirit and gave witness to the facts of Christ. Peter stood among them and preached Jesus as the crucified and risen Messiah. And about 3,000 souls were convicted of their rejection of Jesus as Lord. And when they asked what they should do, Peter gave them orders to act on their faith. "Repent," he said, "and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins." Are you debating the truth about these facts today? Are you still questioning whether they are true? Do you believe in them? And if so, have you acted upon that faith? Jesus came so that all people could share in eternal life with God. We pray that you will search for the truth and recognize these facts as true, and that you will then place your trust in them by obeying the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.